The word today is giving. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God does not need our help or for us to give him anything. So he tells us about giving in order to bless us. He gives specific instructions regarding our giving and the blessings we will receive. Here to continue this subject from last week is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Giving.
Last week, I talked to you about giving, and we used as our text from the Bible the 12th chapter of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the 12th chapter, and that's the occasion where Jesus points out the widow to the disciples as she is giving everything she has in the little coins that she drops in the offering there in the temple. Now, I made it clear that our broadcast is heard all around the world in 43 languages. We praise God for that, first of all. That's a blessing of Almighty God. And the many people that have sent gifts, and I have to say, it's not many. It's not like thousands. I wish it were. I wonder what would happen if God would work in the hearts of the listeners. There are thousands of people who listen who never respond, who never send a gift. Well, you know, I just want you to know that when you send a gift to the Word Today, every penny of it goes directly to serve the Lord. There are no salaries, there are no fees, my son or I and our families or anyone else, no one receives anything at all from those offerings. Every penny that you send goes directly to the Lord. And the wonderful thing about it is that therefore we can expand and do really tremendous things. We can add new languages. We can do all kinds of things in translation and so on when the gifts come in. Now, here in America, we don't expect the people in India and China and Africa, those countries where there is so much poverty. We are grateful that you are listening to this broadcast and that you love to hear about Jesus Christ. We are thankful that we have the opportunity and the privilege to bring it to you. We hope that will continue until the Lord Jesus Christ comes on Judgment Day. And so we don't want you to feel any guilt or any feeling that you should be sending gifts. We know you can't. We know that there's things that are necessary for you in your everyday life that you need to provide for yourselves. You can't be sending gifts. We know that. We understand that. We don't expect that. But here in America, we think there are listeners that are listening that we hope God will move by His Holy Spirit to send in a gift, to make an offering to the Lord so that we can expand. And I've already explained, you don't have to worry that 20, 30, or 40% of it is going somewhere else. It's not going to anybody but the Lord. And I want you to be certain of that so that you'll send a beautiful offering and start to give to the Lord. We think God would want you to do that. Now, what I want to do today is to give you some interesting illustrations of what God has done in my own parish here, the parish that my son and I serve. There have been some startling things that God has revealed to us, and one that I think you'll enjoy hearing is that when I first came here, now that's already 43 years ago, when I first came here, it was pretty lousy giving congregation. It was a congregation like so many others where the people were just kind of piddling around and weren't really giving. And I asked the Board of Elders, which was the controlling board, whether or not any of them were tithing. The Bible talks about tithing. It doesn't say it's the best way to give. It says it's a good way to start. It's 10% of what God has given you off the top. And that is a good way for someone who's been blessed. They have a job, they have work, they have a salary, and they are making a living. It's a good way for them to consider starting and to prayerfully learn how to give to the Lord. Well, none of the elders were doing that. And I said, well, that's terrible. We're supposed to be the spiritual leaders. We're supposed to show the people how to do this. And if no one's doing it, I think we're going to have to get serious about it and see how many people here in this meeting, I think there were six there, will give 10% of their income to the Lord for the next say, month or the next 4 or 5 weeks. Well, no one thought they could do that. I said, well, how can we lead God's people in the congregation if the leaders aren't willing to do that? I said, let's just challenge each other and let's ask again, who's going to consider trying this for a few weeks and see what God does? And I said, let's just sit here and pray about it until someone decides. Well, finally, someone decided. And by the way, I found out later it was the poorest of all the men. Isn't that interesting that that would be the one that would volunteer? Well, he volunteered, and it meant that he had to give more. His commitment was like double what he had presently been giving, but he had made that commitment. He said he was going to try that, and he did. And the next night, he was coming back from work. He worked at a neighboring city here in the Milwaukee area. It was a city called Kenosha where the American Motors had a manufacturing company, I guess. Anyway, he worked there, and he was very mad at me. I was the new pastor in the area, and I had tried to get them to learn something about giving by committing to trying to tithe. And he really was a poor person. As a matter of fact, his house wasn't finished. There were tar paper sidings on it, and they couldn't even complete the building of the house. And yet he was the one that had said he would up his giving and he would try it. Well, he did. And now he was really mad at me. For 2 weeks, he had given money that he felt he didn't have, that he couldn't really give. And so he was cursing me. He was cursing me to God. And he would see this blankety blank pastor, this idiot who's challenging us to give this way and so on. He was really mad at me. And then he began to curse God. He's driving home, heading north on the freeway, and he's begun to curse God. And he says, yeah, and this pastor said, you would bless me. You would bless me, God. Well, I don't see your blessing. I don't understand your blessing, and blankety blank, I don't think you're really doing what you said you would do either. And he began to curse God. And all of a sudden, a bright light came toward him in his lane going the wrong way. It was like a huge headlight coming straight at him, and he was heading north, and this was coming south in his lane. It was in the wrong lane. And he's startled, and he's looking, and he's watching, and all of a sudden it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's all thousands of little twinkling lights, and it's the face of one of his children. And it's coming down the highway straight at his car. It comes through the windshield, out the back of the car, and he looks in the rearview mirror, and it's going down the highway behind him. And he looks back at the front windshield, and there's another bright light coming at him. Each of the faces of his children in blinking bright lights came down the road and through his car and disappeared behind him. And all of a sudden he panicked, and he realized what he was doing. He had been cursing God. And he thought, uh-oh, now something has happened to one of my children. And he panicked, and he drove like a lunatic, speeding and around the curves, and he finally gets home, pulls into the driveway, runs into the little house, runs into the bedroom where all four of the children are sleeping in the same bedroom in bunk beds, and here they are, quietly sleeping and resting without a sound. And he realized then what the last thing was he had said to God when he was yelling at God. He said, show me your blessings, God. Show me your blessings. And that is exactly what God did. God showed him four of his blessings, his four children, by bringing their face down the highway, lit up so that he could see them. And he immediately repented. He fell to the floor on his knees. And in that little bedroom, he prayed, God, may I never again question your goodness and your mercy and your love. You have shown me my blessings. Now, when he came back and told that story to the other elders, can you imagine what they thought and how they reflected and how they thought in their own minds, yeah, boy, God could show us that same thing, that same way. We better be grateful to God for what he has given us and thankful to God. It changed their attitudes, and they began to lead in the parish. They began to say, we must obey God, and when God has blessed us and given us a living, we need to give a share of that back to God for his work, to carry on mission work all over the world. And that was the beginning in our congregation. That's 43 years ago that they began to give to missions, and it grew and it grew, and more people began prayerfully to say, we need to honor the Lord with our gifts, and we need to give more than we've been giving. And now God has raised up in our fellowship here, in our congregation, we have about 500 people. About 100 of them are children, and the others are adults. And among them, God has raised up many, many couples who are now serving the Lord and giving sacrificially so that we can carry out the ministry of the Word today all over the world. Literally, God has used us now to bring the message of salvation through Jesus Christ to the entire world, literally all over the world. So I ask you, in the foreign lands, I know that you cannot give. There's poverty everywhere in India, in China, and all over the world, in Africa. We don't expect you to be supporting this ministry. We're grateful that you're listening and that you're supporting it with your prayers. Please continue to pray for us. We hear from many of you, and you tell us that you're praying for us. We thank God for that. And here in America, I hope there will be some responses. I hope that this week you will be maybe the first time you've ever thought to send a gift. The announcer will tell you the address at the end of the program. Send a gift, please, sacrificially. We already told you every penny is used to the glory of God. No person benefits personally. Please become a part of this ministry to reach the world for Jesus Christ. We ask you in the name of Jesus to support this ministry.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Growth. God desires that we grow spiritually, and this booklet will help you grow in your faith and relationship to Jesus Christ. You can ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.